Mesechtes Bar Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Daled, five lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we saw in our Mishnah, Kosef is Nechas L'Achirim, V'Neich is Banov, Masha Asa, Ella Ein Ruach HaChom Nechimenu, that if someone disinherits his children, then Ein Ruach HaChom Nechimenu, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimeh, Im Leiru Banov Nechim Keshura, Zoch L'Atoiv, if a father disinherits children that are not acting properly, then Zoch L'Atoiv, and the Gemara had a Shaila, if the HaChom Rav Shimon Gamliel would argue on this point as well, and ultimately the Gemara brought a from Shmuel that the Chacham do argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they hold that even if your children are not knowing in Keshura, that you should still not disinherit those children, and Ein Ruach HaChom Nechimenu, and L'maaseh Rashbam stated that we pass them like the Chachamim, and our Gemara will now bring a story where someone disinherited his children that were not knowing in Keshura, and the Gemara states, Tan Rabbanan, Maaseh Bat Demecha, Shalom Rabbanan Noeg in Keshura. There was a story where there was a person where his children were not knowing in Keshura, and Amr B'Kosim B'Chosim Yedin Spin Uziel, so he got up and he wrote over all of the Chosim as a gift to Yonison ben Uziel, and Ma also Yonison ben Uziel, and what did Yonison ben Uziel do? Macha shlish, v'hikta shlish, v'hichsel banav shlish. So he sold a third of his assets in order to have money and in order to use for his own purposes, and he also gave a third of these assets to Hegdish, and then Yonison ben Uziel took a third of the assets and gave them back to this person's children in order that they should also have money. And Rashbam points out that the reason why Yonison ben Uziel sold a third and he gave a third to Hegdish was in order to show that he is the Bailam over these assets, and this way, when he gave a third of the assets to this person's children, he was the Bailam over the assets, and he had a right to do so. And the Gemara continued that we know that Yonison ben Uziel was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken, and Baal of Shammai b'Maklev Tamiloi, so Shammai HaZaken came, and he traveled all the way to Yonison ben Uziel with his stick and with his pouch, in order to be chaylik on Yonison ben Uziel, and tell him that I don't agree that you had a right to give a third of these assets to this person's child, as L'maisid is a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames, and he didn't want his children to receive any portion of his assets, and as Rashbam states, and therefore it's as if he said, and even though he didn't actually specify that this is a tnai and this is a condition of my gift, and therefore Shammai said to Yonison, Chazor Shech Zat L'Banav Ein Klum, that by you giving these assets to my children is not considered a valid gift, then came L'Av Matana, as if it would be a valid gift, then you went against my Tanai, and therefore the entire Matana is not a Matana, and V'Havi Kimi Shehifkid L'Chon Nechosav Al Menash Lo Yehanu Behem Banav, the Chaz V'Kachay Son, and therefore you have to take them back, the Kaim L'Av Mitzvah L'Kaim Devar Meis. The Gemara now continues and explains what Yonison ben Uziel's responses to Shammai, as Amalei, as Yonison ben Uziel responded to Shammai, that if you could say that what I already sold is not considered a sale and what I already gave to Hegdish is not considered Hegdish, then you could say it's not really my assets and therefore I would have to take back these assets from these children. And we continue on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Aleph, but in Lav, but if you can't take back what I sold and you can't reverse Hegdish, then you can also not reverse my gift to these children. Since their father gave me this gift and he didn't specify that he's giving it to me al tnai, therefore the tnai is not relevant and I can use these assets in any way that I want, and therefore I have a right to sell them, I have a right to give them to Hegdish, and I had full rights to give some of these assets as a gift to his children. And the Gemara continues, Omar, the Shammai responded to Yonison ben Uziel, Hatiach alai ben Uziel, Hatiach alai ben Uziel, and as Rashbam states, Kamo yatiach tvarim klapi maila, klom yeshivani derech bizoyim v'nitzchani, that even though you respond to me in derech bizoyim, but the Maisa, I agree with your Svara, and you won this argument. And the Ben Yada points out that the reason why Shammai repeated these words twice and he said, Hitiach lai ben Uziel, is because Rabbein ben Uziel held two tainis, as he said to Shammai, Imati yochel haitzi es mashe mechati, and he also said, Im yochel haitzi es mashe ekdashti. And let's remember that the Loshen the Rashbam brought from the Sechtas Tainis and Daf Chof Hei is the Loshen of Hitiach Tvarim Klapi Maglo, which was stated in regard to the story with Choynei Amagol. Gemara continues, and argues is Mikar Mai Sava, however the Bach is Geris for who Sava, and by Shammai held Mishamaisa de Bechirin, that the reason why Shammai asked this question to Yonison ben Uziel is based on a story that is brought down in the Mishnah Mesechta Sedarim, which occurred in a place called Bechirin. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Mesechta Sedarim, Maisa de Bechirin, there was a story in a place called Bechirin, Echot Shoya Aviv Muda Imane Hana, that Reuven made a neder that his father couldn't have enough from his assets, including coming into his Chatzah, or Masi Binoi, and Reuven was making chasna, and his son was getting married, and he wanted his father to come to the wedding, and therefore Reuven said to his friend, that I'm giving you my chatzah, I'm giving you all the items that are being used for the suda, and I'm giving them to you as a matana, and you're really the owner, and therefore when my father comes to the chasna, he won't have enough from me, and he's actually having enough from you, and this way my father could come into the chatzah and eat from the suda of the chasna. And lemaisa in this story, Reuven continued and stated, that the only reason why I'm giving it to you is in order to effectuate my intent. I want to make sure that my father could come and eat together with us in the suda of the chasna. And Amaloi and this friend said to Reuven, Im shalihein, if you're really giving it to me, then I want to be makadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want this all to become hegdish. Amaloi, so Reuven said back to his friend, that I didn't give you over my assets that you should be makdash to Shemayim. I only gave it to you in order that my father should come to this chasana. And Amaloi, Lenisatli Shacha, Al Shte Atava Vicha Uklum Shaysin, Umratzin Zelazer, the Oven Tolibrashai, that you think that this is proper, that you only gave me these assets in order that you and your father should come and eat and drink and be mratzin to each other and be happy with each other. And meanwhile, you'll be over on the Isisa, because ultimately you didn't really give it to me, and therefore your father really has no right to come to the Suda. And if your father would have come to the Suda, then if he would have eaten, then you would have been over on this Issa, and I would have caused you to be over on this Issa, and this Avera of Liachal Devarai would be hanging on my head. And as Rashbam states, Shalidei Shani Mekabel Matana Shecha, V'Ini Matana, and it's really not a real gift, Nimtzeisim Choytim, V'Nen Nezem Shalzeh, V'Kavrisu Aliachal, and we will be over on the Issa of Liachal Devarai. And the Mishnah Mesechus Darim and Zof, Amru Chacham, and the Chacham stated, Kol Matana She'ino, Shemekdishim Mekudeshes, Eini Matana, that if someone gives someone a matana, and lemaisa the person can't be makdish usainim, then it's not considered a valid matana, and therefore in this case, it wasn't really considered a valid matana, and Reuven's father really did not have a right to come to this chasana. And as Rashbam states, on the third of the wide lines in the Rashbam, hoyol v'gilo daita yisham menas kei nusloi shelo yakdishena, and the Gemara understands that Shammai originally understood, ulel nami, then in our case as well, gabi yehusha kasav v'chasav l'yoynesen, kimin shelo yoyo b'noi, noyo geshura, al menas shelo yachsin l'banav nusloi, that even though the father did not specifically state this, however, lemaisa is as if the father said that I'm giving this to Yonasan ben Israel on condition that he doesn't gift it to my child or my children. And Rashbam continues, V'Yonasan Sava, however, Yonasan ben Israel felt that it's very different than the Mishnah Masechta Zadarim, as in this case, Kivin the Stamayav, having Matana Lasis Bal Kechal Sheyachbites, then in this case, it was a Matana Gemura, and he could do whatever he wanted with his items, and he could even give it back to his children, B'Matana. We explained this entire Gemara like the Rashbam, however, Ayin and Taisis and other Rishonim that learn our Gemara a bit differently, and let us see the Rashbam at the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and on the last line of Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Rashbam explains what we just said in further detail. As Rashbam states, V'Shamay Hayitoya B'Maisa Beis Chayin De La Kamon, and Shammai made a mistake in this entire story. The Ka'amalay Nesatel Chashli Al Menashe Tachtishim L'Shemayim Va'Amu Chacham Dloya Metano Hoyel Va'Aval Das Hanoisim V'Gam Hegdish Loichal, and therefore Hegdish is not Chal. V'Hochi Nami Kivin Shevatal Divrei Ameis Hamatana In Matana V'Chazora In Chazora Ki Hasan Da Matana B'Deilo V'Gam Hegdish Loi Nitves. However, as we explained, that Yonis Ben Israel stated that they're not similar to each other. Umi Loi Damu The Hasan Parish Loi Behedya Ve'In Lo Fenecha Al Menashe Yavrei Abba V'Yechol Avol Hocha Stomach Yav Loi Yonisin V'Loi Pirish Al Menashe Tehena Ben Ata V'Loi Bonai Hilchuk L'Gam Yav Loi Las Ben Kirtzaynai. And Rashbam continues that that's pshat in the Lashon of Yonis Ben Israel behind the Kamalei Kishem Shi Ata Yochel Hachse Mashem Echati the Hasan Mi Amidusli the Al Menashe L'Hanes Ani Behenes Nasumli Yata Yochel Hachse Mashem Zati the Bakoch Im Atam Al Chatzayin the Ini Yochel Lutn L'Bonav Im King Gam Ani Ba'atzmi Ini Yochel Hanes Ben, and I wouldn't be able to sell it, and I wouldn't be able to give it to Hegdish. Could Amar Gav Be'Maisa Beis Chayin the Kivin Nasla L'Hanes Al Menashe L'Yakdish Le'Av Matan Aklal Hachinamim Isa L'Das Kain Asa Shloi Heilu Shus Litin L'Bonav Oy L'Chol Mi She'etza Im King Gam Ani Lo Yuchelim Kalachem Oy L'Hakdish. Therefore, Zok Yonis Ben Uziel Al Ma'is L'Chomema May Have Mechiras Mechira Back Deish Hegdish Meshum Doi Pirish Midi V'Hachinami Gabe Chazara. And therefore, when I want to give some of these assets back to his children, Hale Pirish Midi Abul Gabe Ma'is The Beis Chirin Kivin The Pirish Pirish. However, V'Shamay Lo Yav Daik Meikara Al Mechira V'Hegdish To Mochi Yonis V'Hegdish Ayin Sham. The Gemara continued Tanar Abanon. We learned in the Brisa Shemayim Talmidim Hale Lil Hazokin Hale Hazokin Had Eid Talmidim Shleish Ben Ruyim Shetish Shchina K'Meishu Rabbeinu. Third of them were Roy that the Shchina should be sharing them just like Meishu Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu, Rashbam is bothered that we know that the pasuk tells us like come oid nov b'Yisrael k'moisha. Therefore, he says el sha'oven hador goyim ve'in hador royal kach. Therefore, even though they were royal kach, but the ma'aser they didn't have nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara continues shleishim and ruin shtam and chamak yishu benun. That third of them were roy that the sun should stand still for them, just like the sun stood still for Yeshua ben Nun. And Rashbam points out that even though the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah learns out from the Gzir Shava of Ochel Ochel that the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu as well, and Mishum the In Chashuv and Kol Kach Kamoisha Talon B'Yeshua, but the Maisa, since these Talmidim were not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore the Gemara is Toiled in Yeshua ben Nun. And finally, Esum Ben Oniyim, and there were 20 of these Talmidim, their godless was between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun. And let's remember that the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin and Daf Yudalef teaches us that Hillel HaZaken was Roy Shetish Lav Shechina K'moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara continues, Gadol Shebekulin Yenisim Ben Zuyel, Chotish Shebekulin Rabbi Chaman Zakai. And Bepashtus, the Gemara is telling us, the greatest of all of Hillel HaZaken's Talmidim was Yenisim Ben Zuyel, and the smallest amongst all of Talmidim was Rabbi Chaman Zakai. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem, that he explains that when it says Gadol Shebekulin, it's referring back to the last point of the last 20 Talmidim, which were right between Moshe and Yeshua, and it's telling us that the greatest amongst that group was Yenisim Ben Zuyel, and the smallest in that group was Rabbi Chaman Zakai. The Gemara just mentioned Katan Shabakulun Rabbi Chaman Zakai. So the Gemara continues, Amr Lava Rabbi Chaman Zakai, that they said regarding Rabbi Chaman Zakai, Shleinich Mikro Mishnah Gemara, Lachas Vagoda is the Duke de Kayer, the Duke de Seferim, the Kalam Chamurim, the Xer Shavis, the Kufis, the Gematres, the Michalis Kaifsin, the Michalis Shulim, Sikha Shade of the Sikhas the Kalam, the Sikhas Malacha Shares, the Dava Godol, the Dava Katan. And the Gemara explains, Dava Godol is referring to Maisa Makava, which is the first parak in Yecheskel, the Dava Katan is referring to Abayis Dabai Rava, are all the questions of Abai and Rava, which even though they were questions to Abai and Rava, but he had all the terutzim to these questions. L'kayim Mashnema, L'hanchal Oyvayesh, V'yitzisayim Amalei. And Rashbam explains that the Gemara is now dashing in this pasuk regarding Rabbi Chaman Zakai, and the pasuk of Mishlei tells us L'hanchal Oyvayesh, Oylama, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu has worlds that are designated as rewards for the tzaddikim, the Chol Kach Lama. And why is this? K'yitzisayim Amalei, Kol Tov, Divrei Torah V'Chachma, as this is a reward for the fact that they learn Torah and they fill themselves up with the Ritur and Chachma. And Gemara continues, and if the smallest amongst them was so great, then certainly Yenisim ben Zuyel, who is the greatest, certainly has great milis. And Amar Lav Yenisim ben Zuyel, and they said regarding Yenisim ben Zuyel, that at the time that he was sitting and learning Torah, that any bird that would fly over him would immediately be burnt. Rashbam explains, that certainly he was able to understand even greater depths of Torah. Rashi Masechta Sukkah on Daf Chav Ches teaches us Miyad Nisrof Shay Malach Yesharis Mitzkaps and Sviva of Lishmoy Divrei Torah Mepiv, and we know the Malach Yesharis are considered like Eish. Now that we finished this Gemara and we stated all these various ideas, the Rabbi Chaim and Zakkai did not leave over and understood all these different parts of Torah. So let us explain what these are based on the Rashbam as well as Rashi Masechta Sukkah. And Rashi Masechta Sukkah explains Mishnah Kagoy Mishnu Brisa Shal Shisha Starim, and the Gemara continues Gemara, and Rashbam states Svaros Mishnayis Kein Shanu Mefarshim Aleim Lo Shanu and Chasurim Mechsra, and Rashi Masechta Sukkah states Gemara Zui Svaros Shoyatanei Machreinim Medaktim Medivrei Rishonim Hastum Lefarshim Vlitim Ben Tam Kamaisha Osar Amroim Achatanaim Shepir Shedivrei Atanaim Shulteim VeKov Ben Gemara VaOisei Diak Shebmei Atanaim Nikra Talmud Halachis. Rashbam states Halachis Lomeshim Sinai, and Rashi Masechta Sukkah brings examples Kegoyin Goyin VeLavod VeDoifin Akuma Shiurin Chatzitzim Mechitzin Esnetiers Arava V'Nisachamayim. The Gemara continued Agadais Medrashi Pasuk Kegoyin Tadchumo Bereshis Rabba VeYikru Rabba. Rashbam continued the Dukri Torah Vav DeVezel Chamatame DeMabinu Minei Damasheretz. Rashi states Ribuy Oisis Sheboyin Lidrish Ben Ribuy Mumiutin Kegoyin Ezrach LaHitzi Hanoshim SheDikdak Torah B'Loshayna. And the reason why it is referred to as the Dukri Torah is because the Torah has been daik in its loshon and doesn't have any superfluous letters, and therefore we could dash in every extra letter. The Dukei Seferim could go in Zeru Shigazu Chacham Shleyavu Dei Isatera. Rashi Masechta states Shaisifu Ladaktik Acha Mais Sabiris, that once again the Seferim were Medaktik in the actions of people. Ulahachmu Lasa Siyag Vaznaim Latoria Vagazu Zerus Lahachas Adam and Abiris. Rashi continues that we find a similar loshon in Masechta Bechiris Garabal the Kabal Torah Love Chutz Bidava Echad Eim Kabal Yisai and Rabbi Yisai Eim Afilu Diktuk Echad Bidukei Seferim and the Kal Mechamarim Shadim Don Me'atzmai, and you don't have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbeim to Dan a Kavu Chayma. Rashi states Dvarim Halameidim a Kavu Chayma Shenitnu Ladan Me'atzmal L'Chol Adam V'Lei Pirshu Klum B'Sinai and Gzeir Shavuos, Advar Malei Meidim Gzeir Shavuos, we must have a Kabbalah, Ish B'Pi Ish, from Moshe Rabbeinu, and you can't dash in a Gzeir Shavuos Me'atman, and you have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. The Kufais, Amoyel HaLavana, Gematriyais, Zok Rashbam, Kugoyin Anechi, that the Loshan Anecha Hashem Elokecha, we dash in a non Nafshi, Ksavis Yehavis, and Yarit, Yuru Ras and Utsa, and Rashi and Sukkah states, Ut Kufais, Cheshman Hilo Chamo Lavana, Gematriyais, Dvar Malei Meidim, Loshan Gematria, Kugoyin Shashach Bavol, Ba'at Bash Kastim, and as we know in Yirmiyo, it states Loshan Shashach Bavol, and Ba'at Bash is referring to Kastim, Lev Kame Ba'at Bash, Sadim Menoin, Ba'at Bash, Bechain Lefim Minin Ha'isis, Kugoyin Stam Nazir, Shleshim Yoin, which we will learn out for the Pastor that says it's Kaddish Yia, and Yia Begematria, Shleshim Havai, Misholas Kaifsid, and Misholas Shulim, there were Misholas that were given based on bathhouse attendance, and Misholas about faxes, and Rashbam states, Zarech Yeshba Lumay Divertaria Kedixiv, Tikim Misholam Habe, Uksiv Lahavin Mashalom Melitza, and Rashi says, Shiyastu Kadmainim, Losa Masla Techachasam, that there was a way that they used to give Musa, Vitalin Isa Bekaifsin of Shulim, as Rashi brings from Megamar Mesech the Sanhedrin, Sicha Shadim Lashbiam, Benafkamina Lassas Kamela Fua, in order to make sure that a shade can't have an effect on someone, you have to know their language in order to make a shvua against them and to make a kamea to have a fua. Usichas to kolam shabnei adam gilu dabal al kolam kedushim b'shleima ve'idabal etzim, and he's referring to speaking about the kolam. Usichas malach hasharis lashpiim, once again to make a shvua regarding malach hasharis. Rashi mesech the stukko states lo yadana mahi. Rashi explains habayis tabayiv rava koli boyilu al habayiv rava have misafklu v'kulam nasan sliboy v'nasam entam, and they were able to give terutzim to all these questions. But in the time of Abaye Rava, they already forgot these terutzim, and it's not only referring to those questions of Abaye Rava, but it's also referring to all the other questions that we have in Shas. Rechem and Zakkai had answers to all these questions. And let us continue with the new Mishnah. Ha'im Zebini Neman. Reuven says that this is my child, that he's Neman. And Rashbam states, B'gemara Mufarish L'mai Hilchasa. And the Mishnah continues, however, Ze'achi Einu Neman V'yitol Imai B'chalkai, that if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven says regarding Levi that he's also our brother, then Reuven is not Neman, and as Rashbam says, therefore, if Reuven and Shimon's father Yaakov dies and he leaves them three sadais, so since we're certain that Reuven and Shimon are brothers, so Reuven and Shimon would each get 1.5 fields. Certainly, Levi doesn't have any right to take a field away from Shimon and take any chiluk together with Shimon, as the Maaser Reuven is not believed to say that Levi is their brother. However, the Gabi Reuven himself, then certainly we have to consider that Levi is his brother, as Reuven is Maida, that Levi is his brother, and therefore Reuven would have to take a half a field and give that portion to Levi. And as Rashbam states, to Hachi Kamalei, and it's as if Reuven says to Levi, Avadei Achiyata, that's certainly my brother, V'yesh Kalito Sada Echas Min Asholish, and really you should have a right to one of these Sadais, V'chetzeh Sada Sheyesh L'mechalkecha Etelecha, and therefore from my chelik that I received, I will give you half a Sada, V'chetzeh Acha B'yad Achihu, however the other half a field went to Shimon, Havei Loi Raya V'toil, and you will have to bring a Raya that you're his brother, then you'll be able to take another half a field as a Moshe Mechaber all over Raya. The Mishnah continues that now that Levi received this half a field, mess if Levi dies and this is the only asset, then Yachsu Nechasim Lom Kaiman, and certainly this half a field that Levi received from Reuven will go back to Reuven, and Shimon will not be able to get a chilek of this asset. And as Rashban says, Kleima Lemish Nasan Lai Avashah Achen in Yashin Imai, but Shimon or any other brothers would not be able to Yashin together with Reuven. And Rashban explains this a bit deeper, the Amalu Hai, as Reuven will be able to say to his other brothers, even if you want to claim that he's your brother, then that half a field that you kept when our father died because you claimed that he's not your brother and you said, so even if you now want to claim that potentially he's your brother, but then that half a field should have been given to him, and now you'll be able to get that half a field back from him, and therefore you're in the same position as you originally were. And as Rashbam states, and now you're yashening that portion min adin. And at this point, we're all equal, as I received the half a sada, and you also received the half a sada from his assets. However, the Mishnah teaches us that if Levi would have had other assets that he received from somewhere else, and he didn't receive from their father's assets, then certainly Shimon would have a right to these assets, and he would be yours together with Reuven, and they would split it evenly. And Rashbam states, Nafle Rusha L'Safik B'chayev B'mokam Acher, Oikon Nechosim V'Ach Shemes, and either received as Yerusha, or he actually acquired other Nechosim, and and if when he died he had other assets, Yeshu Echav Shalmeir Imai, the Kamoidulu Shachemhu. The Gemara will ask that how could this be the din if Lemaisa Shimon never was murdered, at Levi's his brother, and therefore Levi did not have a right to get any assets from their father's estate, and therefore how could it be that Shimon would now turn around and have the benefit of inheriting Levi's estate if Shimon himself said that he's not my brother? And the Gemara begins and explains the first din of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, that if Reuven says regarding a person that this is my child, then he's Neman. And the Gemara states, Zebani Neman, my Hichsa, that what is this Negeil Alacha? And Amr Abu Damashmuel, Yashai, Veliftas Ishtar Mineibim, that there are actually two Nafkaminais. Number one, that this child will be able to Yashin the father, and he will be considered Yerish, just like the rest of the brothers. And in addition, if this man didn't have any other children, since Reuven said that this is his son, therefore his wife would be Potter from Ibon, and we wouldn't even require that she receives Chalitza Minasafik, and she'd be able to get married Lashuk, and she wouldn't have to wait for Yibum or Chalitza. We continue on Daf Kuflam and Dalam Abayz, and the Gemara is Liyarship Shita, the Lemaisa, it can't be that the Mishnah is teaching us that a man has the ability to say that a person is his child in order that that child should Yashin, as that is Pashut, as Lemaisa is a Migu, that if he wanted, he could have given all these assets to this child, and he could have given to Matana, therefore, certainly he's Nema to say that he's my child, and you should receive my assets based in Yerusha. And Rashbam points out, that if you're going to say that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you would have the ability to say that he's my child and you'll be able to be Yerush, those assets that came late on, which you couldn't give him at that point as Matana, as they were Davish Shalai B'la'ilam, however, Zakhtar Rashbam, that actually is not true, as Halab Nilshi, Devada Inu Neman, the Alek Lameim Amigu, as certainly on those assets you won't be Neman and you can't say Amigu, but I've got the Ashina La'el, Yaker B'tzar Chakira, and even though we learned previously on the Chukuf Chavzayin and Abayz, that there is a pasuk of Yaker that teaches us that you could be Maker, one of your children, and say that he's my Bechar. And we already learned for Kimno that Av Neman Afilu Nechosma Abon La'achemikan Inami Shinofle Kishu Geises Hanimi L'gabi Chela Bechara. But that pasuk is specifically B'degei Bechar, the Yedina Shubanoi, where we already know that he's his son, Ach Eni Yadua and Bechar Humlav, and we're not certain who is the Bechar, and therefore the father's Neman to say that he's the Bechar. However, this Gzeir Sakasov was not stated in regard to a father that's saying that this child is my son, and therefore it's only based on Amigo, and Amigo only works on those assets that the father has at this point, and he could have given to Matana. And similarly, Taisis in the top Taisis states that Nechosim Shinov like Shugaisis, Lo Yehe Neman, Avagav Lenin Bechari Neman, Hayan Mashim Shurei Li Osha, Shurei Bidu Ashu Benoi, Avalhach Layedin, who Rei Li Osha, Eloi, Eino Neman. However, Ayin Rashba and other Rishonim that argue on Taisis and on Rashbam, and he holds, once we believe the father that this is his son, then it would not only affect those assets that he already owns, but it would even affect those assets that he doesn't already own. This person would be able to yashin even those assets that his father acquired after he made the statement. The Gemara therefore states, "Liftas ishtem and ibum istruchalei." That in the chenami, the chiddush of the Mishnah is dafka regarding the second point. Rabbi Yehuda brought the name of Shmuel that when Reuven said, "It is my child," so he patters his wife from ibum. And the Gemara states, "Hanami tanina," that you can't say this is the chiddush of the Mishnah either, as we already learned this din in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Samach Dalid, as the Mishnah teaches us, "Misha'am b'shas misasai yeshli bonim neman," that if Reuven stated that I do have children, then he's neman, and his wife would not be zakuk libum. And the Rashbam points out that even though the Mishnah states that it was b'shas misasai, and it was at the time that Reuven was about to die, but it's lav dafka and urcha de milsa nakat, and it's only the normal way that generally would person would say this, as at that point it would be negei l'maisa, as he is saying that my wife is not zakuk libum because I do have children. However, the Mishnah continues, yeshli achim, if Reuven says that I do have brothers, and therefore my wife is zakuk libum, Eino Neman, he's not Neman, and his wife would not be zakuk libum, and the Issa of Lysia Isha Mesa Chutzal Ishzar would not be applicable to his wife. The Gemara will explain this point a bit later, but let's go back to the first point of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah already stated, Misha'am b'shas misasa yeshli bonim deiz Neman, and therefore was the chiddush of our Mishnah that if someone says Zebani, that he's Neman, if Lemaisa, there's a Mishnah that's Mefurish to Mesechtas Kedushin. The Gemara explains that in a Chanami, we need both of these Mishnayas, as Hosam Dloy Muslon Ba'ach, and Hocha Afagav the Muslik Le Ba'ach, as the Mishnah Mesechtas Kedushin is referring to a case where there are no Edim if he has brothers or if he has children, and there is also no Chazakah if he had brothers or if he had children, and therefore, even if the father did not say that he had children, his wife would not be Zakul Libum, as even though Suffolk derises Lechumra, and if there's a Suffolk, if she had children or not, she should be Zakul Libum, but the Maisa, since over here there's a Svek Sveka, therefore she would not be Zakul Libum. Number one, there's a Suffolk safek if she had children or not, and even on the tzad that she didn't have children, and therefore she should be zok liyubim. This is safek if Reuven had any brothers, and if Reuven didn't have brothers, she would not be zok liyubim. And since this is svek sveka, therefore she would not be zok liyubim. And therefore, when Reuven says that I have children, so he's actually not going against his chazaka, and he's actually supporting the chazaka that she's not chayiv on yibum and chalitza, and therefore certainly is neman. Rashbam points out that lemaisa, what's the major nafkamina that he's saying that I have children? If lemaisa, even if he didn't say this, she would be mutaris l'shuk, and she would not be zok liyubim. And zok Rashbam v'nafkamina afilu osi ach la'achemikan, that if Reuven's brother would come later, va'oma achui demisna habina, that I was the brother of the person that died, lav kal kamine, that he would not be believed. The hani deburi lachzuki lechazaka. Lemaisa, we believe Reuven since he's coming to support the chazaka, and we don't believe this person that comes and says that he's really Reuven's brother, and therefore this woman would still not be zok liyubim. Rashbam continues that is why the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin states that if Reuven said that this is my brother and I don't have children, then certainly he's not believed. The Mapaglam and Chazaka, as over here, he wants to take it away from the Chazaka and he wants to say that his wife is Zok Libam, and certainly he doesn't have the power to do so. However, the Gemara explains that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that even if there's a Chazaka that Reuven has a brother, therefore we no longer have a Svek Sveka, and Lemaisa, his wife, should be Zok Libam. But if Reuven said that I do have a child and this is my son, that Reuven would be Neman and his wife would not be Zok Libam. The Gemara will explain this svara. Let us see the Rashbam on the last of the middle lines. Hacha osi lashmina da afagav de muchzik lo begavei de islei ache chazaka ba'alma b'lo edim, and there's only a chazaka, but there are an edim that he's his brother. Hafilu achi amma zebini nema lepatrim yibon v'num chavar ha'tayim l'chaman, and as the Gemara will soon explain, migudi b'ay patr lo beget, as l'maisa Reuven could pat his wife from yibim mechalitza by giving her a get, v'hilkach ma'alu l'shaka to sakat ha'mino lo osi ma'alu l'shaka ma'alu l'chazaka kamash b'lo neman, and the chiddush is that you do have an emunis and it's not considered like a migu b'mokam edim v'haydik tani zebini neman hu adindi oma yeshli bonim neman latira, and it's not dafka that you have to say this specific person is my child. And even if Reuven would have only said that I do have a child, then he would also be neman in order to mat his wife, and she won't be zok libam, and she'd be mutaris l'shuk. Rashbam explains that the reason why the Mishnah gave an example of zebini that's neman el mishum sefer the istrich leil misni ze achi einu neman lashmin l'las leil mechalka hu neman v'loy lirishim shar achin talinami resho zebini ayin sham. Rashbam continues and is bothered the l'chayra if we're explaining that the resho of the Mishnah is discussing a chiddush regarding yibam, so l'chayra the sefer of this Mishnah should also be discussing a chiddush b'negei yibam. And zok Rashbam umiyu sefer diktani ze achi einu neman loy behet v'loy be'issa shel shukmari is not referring to a chiddush regarding gis yibam or a het of yibam. The havada afilu shosik asura kimin the muchzik lom ba'achei v'loy bebonei. And certainly, even if Reuven would have been quiet and he wouldn't have said that this is my brother or that I have a brother, that his wife would be zok libam, as lemaisa is only one suffik, and suffik derises l'chumra, el linyan liru shemachiv kama de'in neman, and certainly the sefer is telling us a chiddush b'negei yerusha that he's not neman, inami iklameima, and Rashbam says it's possible to explain that the sefer of the Mishnah is also speaking about yibam, and the hachi kama ha'im is a b'ni neman, v'avgal b'muchzulam ba'achi, however ze achi in neman la'osra, imhi b'ches muteris k'goin, d'lai muchzulam lo'i ba'achi v'lo'i b'ni. And the case of the sefer is referring to the similar case of the case of Masechtas Kedushin, where there was no specific chazaka if Reuven had brothers or if he had children. And we find this many times in Shas that the Mishnah goes letzdadin, and we're talking about two different cases, and the Reisha we're talking about one scenario and the Sefer we're talking about another scenario. And the Gemara continues that we just stated that our Mishnah is coming to teach us a chiddush that even though there's already a chazaka that Reuven has a brother, and therefore if Reuven wouldn't say anything, then there would be only one suffik, and we would say suffik derisa l'chumra, and his wife would be zok libam. However, lemaisa, now that Reuven said that I have a son, therefore he's neman, and his wife would not be zok libam. And the shaila is, why is that halacha? And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmuel. So Rabbi Yosef said the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Mishmuel, that why is it that Reuven would have a nemanis to say that I have a child and his wife would not be zok libam? And this is based on the fact that if a person says that I divorced my wife, that he would be neman, therefore Reuven has a migu that he could have said that I divorced my wife and he would have been neman, and therefore she would be part of a mibum. So now that he said that I have a son, so he's also neman and she's part of an aibum. And Rashbam explains that the reason why a husband that says that I divorced my wife is neman is because if he wanted, he could have divorced her at this moment in front of us, and therefore he's neman to say that I already divorced her. And the Gemara continued that we know when Rabbi Yisrael became older, he started forgetting his learning, And therefore, there are many times in Shas where he was misupik as to what he heard from his Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda. And therefore, the Gemara continues, Am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef stated, Mori Davram, and this is a Lashon of Shmua, and he stated, Toli Tanya, but Loi Tanya, that it seems that my Rebbe is bringing down a memory of Shmuel, that he's explaining our Mishnah, and he's basing our Mishnah on something which is not a Mishnah, and we don't really know the reason why a husband had said, Gerashis Ishri is Neman, and as Rashbam explained, that the only reason why Baal Shem Gerashis Ishri Neman is only based on a Migul, they could have divorced his wife in front of us, and although ultimately this may make sense, but Lemaisa is not Derech of Shas to be Toli Tanya, but Loi Tanya, and therefore Rabbi Yosef felt that it must not be what I really heard from Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yosef therefore said, and if I learned something from Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that I learned as follows, and we will learn like the Gears to the Bach, that Amar Shmuel, that Shmuel must have said, that why is it that in our Mishnah, that if Reuven said that this is my son, that he's Neman, even though there's a Chazakah that he has a brother, and therefore there's only one Suffolk, as Lemaisa, there's a Migu, since Reuven could divorce his wife at this moment, and therefore his wife would not be Zakulibim, and therefore if Reuven says that this is my child, so therefore he's also Neman, and his wife would not be Zakulibim. I am the second Taisis of Amid, where Taisis points out that there's a Migu, Hoyle Biyadu Lagasha, Afagad the High Migu Lechashiva, Shemoy Magasha, Paisim Lakuna, and the Hashta Shaima Zebini, Loi Pasala, and Lemaisa, how can you say that Reuven has a Migu because he could divorce her at this moment, but Lemaisa is not such a good Svara, as Reuven may not want to divorce her, because then she'll be Pasal Kuna, and therefore how can we say that he's never to say that this is my son? However, Taisa says, Mikal Makum Chashav Migu Lepatra Miyabam, Lemaisa, this is considered a valid Migu in order to pater her from Yibam. We don't consider this a problem, and L'chur, it's Mashma from Taisa, that once Reuven dies, Rachel is completely Muteris L'shuk, and she'd even be able to marry a Kayin. However, I and other Rishayim who argue on Taisa, and they hold that in a Chanami, that since the only reason why Reuven is never to say that his wife is not Zakul Libam is based on a Migu, they could have divorced her. Once Reuven dies, Rachel will not be able to get married to a Kayin, Ayin Shom. Let us see the Rashbam in the middle of Diba Maskel, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Mori Davram, and Rashbam states, V'hochi Kamar, and this is what Rabbi Yosef meant to say, Rebbeinu Shalom, Efshe Shemati, Rabbi Huda, Shinu Gadol Kazeh, the Toli Tanya, Hamishto, the Toni Zebani Nemon, Toilu Taima, Bidloi Tanya, Bidovish Eidim Mishto, Raisa, Hach the Baal Shom, Garashis Ishtai, the Memor Ba'almahi, the Gam Hitzricha Tamacha, V'toilu Se'iko, B'tofoloi, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef says, Hasha the Amrit Aminun Hoyl, that now that I have the Svara, that you say that Hoyl will be Yodel Lagasha, that a husband has the ability to say Zebani, and he will be believed, because if he wanted, he could divorce his wife at this moment. So therefore, we can now understand the din that we mentioned before, that Baal Sha'amah Garashis Ishti Neman, that if a husband said that I already divorced my wife, then he is Neman, and if he died and he didn't have any children, his wife would not be Zakulibim. And the reason why he's Neman is Hoyl be Yodel Lagasha, since at this point, it's still be Yodoy, and he still has the Koyach to divorce his wife. And the Gemara continues, Ki Yosef Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef on Rabbi Chan. However, Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over the name Rabbi Chan, Baal Sha'amah Garashis Ishtay, Einu Neman, that if a husband said, I divorced my wife, he would not be Neman. And Rashbam explains, the Svar Rabbi Chan, Dem Isa de Garsha, Kala Isla Lemilsa, that if it would be true that he actually divorced her, then there would be a Kal. Hilkuch Loyam Rina Malig Lashaka, the Kamal Lashaka B'makam Edim Dami, as this would be considered like a Migu B'makam Edim. However, the Rashbam points out, Umiyu Kri Oma Zebani Neman, however, certainly Rabbi Chan is not arguing on the Pshana Mishnah, as certainly if Reuven says that this is my child, he would be Neman based on the same Migu, Hoyol Biyadu Lagasha, and over here it's not a Migu B'makam Edim, as there's no Kal that a person has a child. The Gemara continues, Menapach Rav Sheshes Biyadei, Ozalei Hoyol Rabbi Yosef, and Rav Sheshes waved his hand as if to say that the Hoyol of Rabbi Yosef is now Batal, as Rabbi Chan just stated, that Baal Sha'amah Garashis Ishtay in a Neman, and we don't use the Svar of Hoyol, as it's considered a Migu B'makam Edim. However, as Rashbam points out, that certainly, as we just explained, that even Rabbi Yechon agrees to the Hoyol of Shmuel, and certainly a person is never to say Zebani Hoyol Biyadu Lagasha, as it's not considered a Migu B'makam Edim. Rashbam states, Menapach Biyadei Derech Zoy, Ka'odim Shinanapach Kash Metachas Yodim Mashlich Le'ibod, Klema, Kezer Ruach Shaholach, Kach Ovid Taim Shor Abesiv, just like this wind, which is now gone, also the Tam of Abesiv is also not relevant. We can't compare the din of Zebani Neman to the din that Baal Sha'amah Garashis Ishtay Neman, and really the halacha would be that Baal Sha'amah Garashis Ishtay would not be Neman. Gemara continues, Eini, that how can you say that Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Chan, Baal Sha'amah Garashis Ishtay is Eini Neman, V'amar Abchir Ba'ovin, Amar Rabbi Chan, Baal Sha'amah Garashis Ishtay Neman, that you would have Nemanis, and we do have the Svar of Hoyol, and the Gemara states, Lo Kasha, Kan L'Mafreya, Kan L'Abah, that in Nechanami, Rabbi Yechira may have said this, and there's no steer between the words of Rabbi Chiya Ba'abo and the words of Rabbi Yitzchak Ba'Yosef, as when Rabbi Yitzchak Ba'Yosef stated, Baal She'omer Gerashes Ishto Ye'iner Nemon, that is teaching us that he's not Nemon on anything that happened in the past. And for example, if there are Edom that say that this woman was Mizan in the past, then certainly her husband can't save her by saying that I already divorced her before she was Mizana, as L'maisa, he doesn't have a Migu that could have divorced her at that point, as L'maisa is only Biyodi L'gasha from this moment on. However, when Rabbi Chiya Ba'abba says the name Rabbi Yechon, Baal She'omer Gerashes Ishto Ye'iner, he's referring to anything that's going to occur in the future. And for example, if Reuben already said that I already divorced my wife, and then afterward there are Edom that say that at some later date that Rachel was Mizana, then L'maisa, since her husband said that he already divorced her, so from that point on, he was Nemon, and she's considered like she was divorced, and therefore she would not be Chayev Chenek, and certainly B'negei Arden as well, that since he said that he already divorced her, so if he dies after this point, then certainly she would not be Zok Ribum, as L'maisa we believe him, since it's B'yadu L'gasha, and therefore at the time that he died, she was no longer married to him, and therefore certainly she's not Zok Ribum. And let's keep in mind that at this point of the Gemara, it would come out that the Shita Rabbi Chan and the Shita Rabbi Yosef are exactly the same, as even when Rabbi Yosef said, certainly Rabbi Yosef did not mean that he would be believed for the past, and certainly Rabbi Yosef also meant that he would only be believed for the future. And let's keep in mind that as we will see on Daf Kuf Lamed Hayom and Aleph, that the Gemara will actually come out, and in the Chanami it's quite possible that there is a stira in the words of Rabbi Yechon, and there are actually two different Madamim that are saying different shitas in the din of Rabbi Yechon. If you Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef's version of Rabbi Yechon, Baal She'omer Gerashes Ishto Ye'iner Nemon, means that you never Nemon, even Mekan Labo, as we would consider it a migu b'makom edim. And L'maisa at this point, even though the Gemara stated Kan L'mafrei Kan L'abo, but certainly when Reuven came to Bezin and he testified, he said I divorced my wife, but he didn't say the exact date that he divorced her. And he boilu, and now the Gemara has a shayla Omer L'mafrei Mal Le'amune L'abo. And let's say Reuven came to Bezin on Rish Chodesh Iyar and he testified that I already divorced my wife on Rish Chodesh Nisan. But certainly, as we just stated, that all would agree that Reuven would not have an emunas that he divorced his wife on Rish Chodesh Nisan, as at this point it's not Biyad L'gasha on Rish Chodesh Nisan, and it's only Biyad L'gasha from this moment on Rish Chodesh Iyar and forward. However, the Gemara's shaila is that let's say Edom would come and testify that Rachel was Mizana after Rish Chodesh Iyar, would we say that since Reuven actually came to Bezin on Rish Chodesh Iyar and he testified that he already divorced his wife, so at least he should be Neman Mikan Labo and she should be considered divorced from Rish Chodesh Iyar? Or do we say that ultimately he said that I divorced on Rish Chodesh Nisan and that wasn't possible and therefore we wouldn't believe him at all? Gemara explains the basis for its shaila. Mi pagina debura, alay pagina debura. Do we say that we'll pagina debura? And although he said that he divorced his wife from Rish Chodesh Nisan, so although certainly we won't believe him that he divorced his wife from Rish Chodesh Nisan, but we would believe that he divorced his wife and therefore Mikana Labo, she would be considered Megureshes and she would not be Chayiv Misa. What do we say that we can't be pagina debura? And as Rashbam brings, Elakim Dalema Minale, Begirushe Mirafreya, Mishim Deim Biyadu Lasais, Veleka Migu Nimtsa Shlegirish Ishtalamafreya, the Hashinami Legirish, and we know that he didn't divorce her at this point, the Eloi Tain El Gerushim Afreya, and as he didn't Tain her that he divorced her now, and he only Tain her that he divorced her in the past, when non Tanin Le Bitmia, certainly we can't Tain of him, the Hilka Kol Hecha the Amabal Garashi Esmo, Loy Mamin Le Klal, the Migu Loy Mahem Lagam Afreya, Loy Mamma Labo, the Loy Pagin the Bure, Loy Mishkachis Law, the Mahem and El Hecha the Amistama, Garashi Shishti, Inami Akshi Garashi Shishti, the Mahem Nidala Kulu the Bure, the Kimle Nafkulan, a Meister Shava Klal, El Hanu Labo, Malu Lushaka, Reoch Lagasha, Kainer Beinai, and the Gemara brings Machlikis, Ramari Ravzvid, Chada Amma Paginon, Vichada Amma Le Paginon, and there's Machlikis as to what the Allah would be. And the Gemara asks, Maishno Midrava, that why is there Machlikis in this case if we're Paginon de Bura, not Paginon de Bura, if the Maisa all agree to the din of Rava, as the Amma Rava, Ish Plaini Baal Ishti, Huva Acher Mitzdaf and Lahargoi, Lahargoi, Vloy Laharga, as we know that Rava taught us that if Reuven comes to Bezdin and he comes together with another aide, and Reuven states that Shimon was Mizana with my wife. Now, although certainly Reuven is not Nemon regarding his wife, as he's Pasal Lagabe Edis of his wife, however, with Pagin Deburei, and we say that we believe him that Shimon was Mizana with an Eshesish, and therefore Shimon would be Chay Misa, and Lachir we see that with Pagin Deburei, and why is it that over here we have Machlekes between Ramari and Razvid? Gemari answers that as Michalik betray Gufa Paginon, Bechad Gufa Loy Paginon, that although Benegir, two separate bodies, we could be Paginon, and all agree that we would say Pagin Deburei, as we would look at it as if Reuven testified two different things, and he testified, number one, that my wife was Mizana, mizana, and number two, that Shimon was mizana, and therefore we say that the testimony regarding Shimon, he would believe on, but the testimony regarding his wife, he is not believed on. However, when dealing with one body, Reuven testified that I divorced my wife on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so in this case, it is possible that there was a man of Omer that would argue and would hold that we can't be pagin and debure, and we can't say that we would believe him that he divorced his wife, Mikan Labor, and yet we wouldn't believe him that he divorced his wife, Lemafreya, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We'll continue, and we will finish the sugya, and the Gemara continues in Daf Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Ahu Davar Kashachiv, that Reuven was about to die, and he had brothers, but he didn't have any children, and Lemaisa, there was a chazok at this point, that his wife would be Zakul Libum, and Amulei, and they said to him, Isse Leman, the Lemaisa, what is the status of your wife? And Amulun, he said to them, Chazil Kani Rabba, that she's even Roy to marry a Kohen Gadol, and she's not Zakul Libum, as we will see, that Reuven actually said that I divorced her, and therefore, she's not Zakul Libum, because she's ready Megureshes, and Rashbam points out that if the scenario is where Reuven said that he divorced her, then how could Reuven have said that she would be roy for a Kohen Gadol if certainly she wouldn't have been roy to a Kohen Hedid, and certainly a Kohen is also to marry a Gusha, and Zok Rashbam, Lav Davka, El Shimuter Selcha Odom, Ve'in Zekuk L'Yavam, and Ein Chanami, Reuven just meant to say that she's mutter to get married, L'Shuk, and she's not Zok Libum, Miyu L'Kahana Asira, however certainly she'd be also to get married to a Kohen, Da'idei Sha'amar, Gerashis Ishtay Nemon, Memninolei Kinun Farash V'Ozol, as the reason why Reuven was believed is because he said that already divorced her, and therefore we have to look at her as a Gusha, and she's also even to a Kohen Hedit. And I in the top Taisus Amid that says, Chazal Kohen Rabbah, Yesh Mechim Rabbah, that some take out the Gersa of Kohen Rabbah, and is not referring to a Kohen Gadol, Mishum L'Cholapachas Amoni, as certainly she's at least an Amona, with Chazal Kohen Gadol, and certainly she's not ready to get married to a Kohen Gadol. However, Taisus continues, V'Oimri, and the Re explains, like Rashbam, the Shapit Gers Rabbah, the Afl Kohen Hedit Asira, the Mitam Shom Gerashtia, Hoyimata, V'Loisha Yoimah Shayolibonim, and certainly we're not talking about a case where Reuven said that they had children, Tim Kain Hoy Nemon, as certainly in that case he would be Nemon, Kitham Rasis and the Zebani Nemon, Umay Havi Maisil or Milster Rabbi Echron. This was the case, then the Gemara would not have any reason to bring the dinam of Rabbi Echron, El Hachi Purushai, the Chazal Kan Rabba, Klema, Enitz Kukul Yibum, Shigrashtia, the Mutaris Koloilam, Vafil Koin Godol, Mitam Zikas Yabin, and at least Mitam Zikas Yabim, she would be Mutaris Koin Godol. However, there's another problem since I had divorced her, and therefore she's also to Koin Godol, and she's even also to Koin Hedit. Taiz continues, Rabbi Menachem Goris, Chazal Kuna, that Rabbi Menachem's Goris, that she's Roy to a Koin, Klema, Eden Skukul Yabim, that certainly she's not Zokul Yabim, and certainly she would be also to get married to a Koin. However, Chazeris Lakuna's Bein Osha, Lech Bechuma, but Reuven only meant to say that since we were married and we didn't have children, and since my wife was a Bas Koin, therefore at this point, once I die, she'll go back to her father's house and she'll be able to eat Chuma. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, or as the Bachas Geris, Amar Rabba, my Nechish Law, then this case, certainly she should be Mutaris L'Shok, Ha'am Rab Chiyo Ba'aba Rab Echron, as Rab Chiyo Ba'aba said in the name of Rab Echron, Ba'al Sha'am Agarashis Ishti Nemon, that if a husband says that I divorced my wife, that he's Nemon, certainly even Rab Echron agrees that he would be Nemon, because it is going Mekan Laba, as he could have divorced her at this moment, and she would be Mekureshis, and therefore, once Reuven dies, she's not Zok Libum. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Abaya, Abaya responds to his Rabbi Rabba, Baki Osir Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rab Echron, Ba'al Sha'am Agarashis Ishti Ein Nemon, and therefore he should not be Nemon, and she should be Zok Libum. However, Amalei, but Rabbi responds to Abaya, V'lab Milei Sheninu, L'maisa, we had a stereo between the words of Rab Echron, and we already explained, Kan L'mafreya V'kan L'abba, and since this testimony of Reuven is relevant to the future, so certainly he should be Nemon, and therefore Rachel should not be Zok Libum. However, the Gemara tells us that Abaya responds back to Rabba, V'ashinu Nekin V'lismaych, that in Chanami you had a way to address a stereo between Rab Echron, and you wanted to say that the Nafkamina would be Kan L'mafreya V'kan L'abba, the Maisa based on his teretz, you want to go and be Mata, a woman, L'shuk, and you want to say that she's not Zok Libum, but there is a potential that there's actually a machlekes between these words Rabbi Echron, and it's possible that there were two different versions as to what Rabbi Echron said, and it could be when Rabbi Chiba Abba said in Rabbi Echron, Ba'asham Garashis Ishtay Nemon, that was one version, but the Maisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, and then Rabbi Echron argues completely on the other version, and he holds Rabbi Echron held, Ba'asham Garashis Ishtay Enin Nemon, and as we previously explained, that if a husband says that he previously divorced my wife, then the Maisa, there would be a chazaka, there would be a curl, and there would be some sort of a rumor that he already divorced her, and since there is no such call, therefore this would be a migu makam edim, and the husband would not be believed. Therefore, Rachel should still be zakuk libum. Maybe these two members in the name of Rabbi Echron do not not agree with each other, and there are two Amroyim that are actually arguing as to what Rabbi Yochanan held. And if so, Zokta Abaye to Rabbah, and how can you say that it should be Mutl Lashuk? And the Gemara tells us, Amli Rav Rav Nosum Ba'ami, that in Chanami, Rav said to Rav Nosum Ba'ami, that I agree with Abaye, that Chushla, that we have to be Choshish for this Tzad, and therefore we can't be Matu Rachel to get married Lashuk without Yibum or Chalitza. And Rashbam points out that Rav used the word Chushla as a play on words on the words of Rabbah, since Rabbah originally stated, My Nechushla, so therefore Rav responded, Chushla, that there certainly is something to be Choshish for. And as we already pointed out, that at this point of the Gemara, it would come out that there actually are two separate Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan, where Rav Chiya bar Abba said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Baal Shem Megarash Es Ishtei Neman, he agrees to Rabbi Yosef that Hol B'Yodah L'Gasha and Yenemon Mikan Laba. However, the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, the name of Rabbi Yochanan is Baal Shem Megarash Es Ishtei Ein Neman, and you're not even Neman Mikan Laba, as the Maisa we consider Migum Makam Edim, as if he really divorced her, there should be a call, as we explained, and we will stop over here.